الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dark-skinned slave, excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Jibra'il told me that Allah azza wa jalla has said, O Muhammad, are you not pleased when anyone from your ummah sends Salat upon you once, and I shower 10 mercies upon him? And when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, I send 10 salams upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A renowned exegist, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, Allah sending salam means either making angels convey salam to him or protecting him from troubles and calamities. Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pe Lakhon Salam, Sham-e-Bazm-e-Hidayat Pe Lakhon Salam. Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dark-skinned slave. There was a caravan traveling in the Arabian desert. The travelers ran out of water on the way. Exhausted by raging thirst, they were on the verge of death, but were fortunately blessed. All of a sudden, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam came to help them, and all the travelers took a sigh of relief. The ghaib knowing Rasul, the embodiment of Nur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, said, behind that mound, a dark skinned slave on a she camel is just going past. He has a water skin. Bring him to me with the camel. Thus some of them reached across the mound, where they saw that a dark-skinned slave was really riding on a she-camel. They brought him before the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam took the water skin from him, passed his blessed hand over it, and said whilst opening it, come, O thirsty people, quench your thirst. Thus all of them drank water, quenching their thirst, and also filled their pots. Seeing this miracle, the dark-skinned slave kissed the blessed hand of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam passed his blessed hand over the face of the slave. The dark face of the dark-skinned slave turned as white as the full moon, which shines in the dark night like daylight. Impressed, the dark-skinned slave recited the Kalima Shahada and embraced Islam. In this way, his heart was also brightened. When he reached his master after becoming a Muslim, his master was unable to recognize him. The slave said, I am your slave. The master said, he was a dark-skinned slave. The slave said, you are right, but I have become a Muslim and have accepted the slavery of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who has brightened my face like a full moon. In his blessed company, all ill colors fade and the darkness of unbelief and sins is also removed. It is no wonder that the dark color of my face is replaced with bright white. Jo gada dekho liye jata hai tora noor ka, noor ki sarkar hai kya isme tora noor ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, may my life be sacrificed for the glory of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prophetically pointed out in a precise and graceful manner that the man going past behind the mound was black and was riding on a camel with a water skin. Then by the bestowment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did such a favor that the water sufficed for all travelers without any reduction, and the water skin remained full. Moreover, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam passed his luminous hand over the face of the dark-skinned slave, brightening not only his black face but also his heart and inspiring him to embrace Islam. Noor wala aya hai, noor lekar aya hai, sare alam mein ye dekho kaisa noor chhaya hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Luminous face. Sayyiduna Asid bin Abi Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the Holy Prophet once passed his blessed hand over my face and chest. By its blessing, whenever I enter any dark house, it would become bright. Chamak tujhse paate hain sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Light of the embodiment of Nur. Dear Islamic brothers, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam can make the face and the chest of a person luminous just by passing his blessed hand over them, so how greatly luminous he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam himself would be. It is stated in Darimi that Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has said, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam spoke, it looked as if Noor was emanating from the blessed gaps of his sacred front teeth. Haybat-e aris se tharrata hai shola noor ka, kafshe pa par gir ke ban jata hai guppha noor ka. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Walls illuminated. It is stated in Shifa, all the doors and walls would illuminate whenever the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam smiled. Ab muskurate aaye sue gunahgar, aqa andheri qabr mein attar aa gaya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Lost needle. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, once I was sewing clothes at home at the time of Sahari. Suddenly the needle dropped from my hand and the oil lamp also blew out. At the same time, the ghaib knowing Rasul, the embodiment of Noor sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, entered the home. So the entire home became luminous with the noor of the luminous face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and the lost needle also turned up. Sozane gumshuda milti hai tabassum se tere, sham ko sub banata hai ujala tera. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, what a glory of the Noor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is. A renowned exegist, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hannan, has stated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Bashar, human being, as well as Noor, i.e. he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Noori Bashar. In terms of his blessed body, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Bashar, but in fact he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is Noor. How is it to deny the humanness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Dear Islamic brothers, undoubtedly the reality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is Noor, but keep it in mind that it is not allowed to deny his humanness. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman has said, an outright denial of the humanness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is kufr, unbelief. But his humanness is not like that of common people. He is superior, better and greater than all humans. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Translation taken from Kanzul Iman, indeed toward you has come a light from Allah and a clear book. In the above mentioned verse, Nur signifies the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Jarir Tabari Ali rahmatullahi al-Qawi, who died in 310 H, has said, يعني بالنور محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. I Nur means the beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Imam Abu Bakr عبد الرزاق رحمة الله تعالى عليه, a renowned scholar of Hadith, has narrated in his book Al Musannaf from Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari رضي الله تعالى عنهما, who has stated, I said, يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Please tell me the very first thing Allah Azza wa Jalla created. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, O Jabir, undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jalla created the nur of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from his own nur before the entire creation. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to get detailed knowledge about nur, study Risala Nur, written by a renowned exegist Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman. Marhaba aya hai, kya mausam suhana noor ka, bulbulain gaati hain gulshan mein tarana noor ka, noor ki barish chama cham hoti aati hai asir, lo raza ke saath bar ke tum bhi hissa noor ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Good memory was granted. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I listen to what you say, but I tend to forget. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, O Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, spread your shawl. I spread it. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, put something in it with his blessed hand and said, O Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, pick it up and embrace it. I obeyed the order. Since then, my memory has become so strong that I have never forgotten anything. Malik-e kaunain hai, go paas kuch rakhte nahi. Do jahan ki naimatein hain unke khali haath mein. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Keep listening to Sunnah inspiring speeches. Dear Islamic brothers, we have come to know that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with enormous powers. Besides granting tangible things, undoubtedly our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also granted an intangible thing, i.e. a strong memory power to his slave and our master, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In order to listen to such faith-refreshing speeches, it is my Madani request to remain associated with the fragrant Madani environment of Dawati Islami, which is full of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. You will be listening to blessed and sunnah-inspiring speeches, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your faith will also be refreshed in the company of the devotees of Rasul. Keep attending sunnah-inspiring ijtimas and travelling with the Madani Qafilas. If possible, read daily at least one booklet published by Maktabatul Madina, and also listen to one sunnah-inspiring audio or video cassette. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will receive countless religious and worldly blessings. How I got rid of my corrupt beliefs. For your persuasion, here is a Madani parable in my own style regarding the blessing of cassettes and VCDs. It is an account of an Islamic brother from Malakpur, a city of Hind Baghdadi, India, as per official line. I spent almost 5 years out of the country in the company of people with corrupt beliefs whose evil influence started corrupting my correct Islamic beliefs. I then returned to India and brought with me 30 audio and video cassettes of false beliefs. by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I happened to meet an Islamic brother wearing a green turban. He made his individual effort upon me in his elegant style and gifted me a VCD released by Maktabatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. After reaching home, I played the VCD. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I kept watching it and it kept on washing the blackness of corrupt beliefs. When the VCD ended, my heart spontaneously voiced that the people shown in the VCD are indeed the rightly guided ones. Their faces did not reflect any lies. I promised myself that I would never abandon the true beliefs of the people I had seen in the VCD. I vigorously destroyed all 30 audio and video cassettes I had brought with me, lest any other Muslim is misled by listening to or watching them. Suna jungle, raat andheri, chai badli kali hai. Sone walo jagte rahiyo, choron ki rakhwali hai. By divinely bestowed powers, the ghaib knowing Rasool, the embodiment of Noor sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, has a knowledge of ghaib and also reveals it to others. Here is a faith reviving parable in this context. Listen to it and rejoice. Unseen knowledge. Sayyidatuna Unaysa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has stated, my father told me when I fell ill, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam visited me and said, this disease will not cause you any harm, but what will be your condition when you go blind, having spent a long life after my apparent demise? Upon hearing this, I humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that time I will remain patient for reaping reward. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you will enter paradise without any accountability if you do so. Thus, he lost his vision after the apparent demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After a long period of time, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with his vision again until he passed away. Ae Arab ke chand chamka de meri lohe jabi, ho ziya ko phir madine mein nazara noor ka, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, have you noticed by the bestowment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knows how long his slaves would remain alive and what is in store for them. Many verses of the Holy Quran have proved his knowledge of ghaib. Stated here is only a single verse from chapter 30, Surah At-Taqweer, verse 24, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما هو على الغيب بضنين. Translation taken from كنز الإيمان. And this prophet is not miserly upon the hidden. سر عرش پر ہے تیری غزر دل فرش پہ ہے تیری نظر ملکوت و ملک میں کوئی شے نہیں وہ تجھ پہ یا نہیں. It is also evident from the foregoing narration, a Muslim, when confronted with some trouble or disability, should remain patient, getting deserving of rewards. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, when I take the eyes from any of my bondmen and he remains patient, so I will make him enter paradise in exchange for his eyes. Hai sabr تو خزانہ فردوس بیو شکوا نہ عاشقوں کی زبانوں پہ آ سکے. Monstrous camel. Once a trader visited the holy Makkah. Abu Jahl bought some merchandise from him, but stalled on payment. The trader got deeply upset and went to the people of Quraysh and said, is there anyone who could take pity on me and get Abu Jahl to pay me? Pointing towards a person sitting at a corner of masjid, people said, talk to him, he will certainly help you. The Quraysh had sent him to that person so that Abu Jahl would insult that person if he approached him
and they would enjoy it. The merchant approached the person and narrated the whole story. He stood up, approached the house of Abu Jahl and knocked at the door. Abu Jahl asked from inside, "Who is it?" The reply came, "Muhammad sallallahu." Abu Jahl came and was aghast. He asked, "What brings you here?" The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "Why do you not pay his money?" He replied, "I am just paying him." Then he went inside, brought the money, handed it over to the traveller and went in. People seeing him asked, "Abu Jahl, you acted really strange, didn't you?" He replied, "When Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam called my name out, I got frightened at once. As I got out, a horrifying sight was there. I saw a monstrous camel standing, which I had never seen before. So I felt safe in obeying him quietly. Otherwise, that camel would have swallowed me. Wallah, wo sun lenge faryad ko pahunchenge. Itna bhi to ho koi jo aah kare dil se. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad." Dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how amazing the majestic support of my beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, would help the grief-stricken and helpless people and stand up for the rights of the oppressed. Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jalla is also very kind to his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, as he helps him defend from his enemies. On the other hand, Abu Jahl, who was a born unbeliever and deprived of the belief forever, remained unbeliever despite seeing such a great miracle with his own eyes. Koi aya paakar chala gaya, koi umar bhi na pa saka. Ye bare karam hain ke faisle, ye bare naseeb ki baat hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Lions arrived. Listen to one more parable describing another miracle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the blindness of the inner being of Abu Jahl. Since the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam called people towards righteousness, the unbelievers of Quraysh became his enemy and were hurting him in many different ways. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once went to Hajun Valley, intending to use this opportunity. One of his enemies named Nadr stepped forward to martyr him. As he approached the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Nadr got frightened, turned around at once and rushed towards the city. Abu Jahl, seeing the entire scene, asked its reason. He replied, "Today I followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to murder him. When I approached him, I saw some lions coming towards me with their mouths open, growling and grinding their teeth, so there was no way to escape other than running away. Despite listening to such a great miracle," the unfortunate Abu Jahl said, "it is also the magical trick of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. Uff, re munkir ye, bara joshe ta'asub akhir. Bir mein haath se kam bakht ke iman gaya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad." Parents were resurrected. Everyone loves their parents, so why not our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would love his parents. through the powers bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jalla. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed a great miracle in order to include his parents in his ummah. Listen to the following miracle and rejoice. Imam Abul Qasim Abdul Rahman Suhaili, who died in 581 AH, has quoted in Al-Ra'ud Ul-Unuf that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqah radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made a dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, bring my parents to life. Allah Azza wa Jalla answered the dua of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and made his parents rise from the dead. Both of them believed in the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and moved back to their sacred tombs. Ijabat ka sehra, inayat ka jora, dulhan ban ke nikli, duae Muhammad. Ijabat ne jukkar, gale se lagaya, bari naz se jab, duae Muhammad. Honorable parents were monotheist. While our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in the blessed womb of his mother, Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, his father Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was only 5 or 6 years old. His mother radiyallahu ta'ala anha also passed away, whereas he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood at the age of 40. Here no one should get under the impression that his parents passed away in the state of unbelief and were being tormented in the grave. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made them Muslims by making them recite kalima, protecting them from torment. It is not true. In fact, they never worshipped any idols throughout their lives, but rather they believed in monotheism, the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made them rise again from the dead and recite the kalima just to include them in his ummah. Mujhko ab kalima parha ja mere madani aqa, tera mujrim shaha dunya se chala jata hai. The fish relating to Yunus alayhi salam will enter paradise. Sayyiduna Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has quoted in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam remained in the abdomen of a fish for 3 days or 7 days or 40 days. Therefore, that fish will enter paradise. Respectable parents are destined to Jannah. Dear Islamic brothers, just ponder over it. Allah's Prophet, Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam, remained in the abdomen of a fish for a few days, so it will enter paradise. So how can it be possible that Bibi Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha passes away in the state of unbelief and is tormented in the grave, whereas the master of Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, remained in her womb for several months? Certainly the parents radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spent every moment of their lives with the belief of monotheism, and they are predestined to enter paradise. Moreover, all the ancestors of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were righteous. For detailed information about it, please study Fatawa Razaviyya, volume 30, from page 267 to 305. Khuda ne kiya inko be-misal paida, nahi do jahan mein misal e Muhammad. Khuda aur Nabi ka hai us pe to saaya, jise har gari hai khayal-e-Muhammad sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Dead goat arose twitching its ears. Sayyiduna Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once came to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He noticed weakness from his facial expressions. He immediately went home, where he told his wife, "Today I have noticed a change on the blessed face of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and I think it is because of hunger. Do you have anything?" She replied, "By Allah Azza wa Jalla, nothing except for this goat and a little flour." He radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately slaughtered the goat and ordered his wife to cook the meat and bread. When the food was prepared, he brought it in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and served it in a large bowl. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "O Jabir, go and call people." Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu abided by what he was ordered. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then ordered, "Send them to me in small groups." They entered and began to eat. When one group finished, another would come, until all the people ate. The quantity of the food did not reduce, even after everyone had eaten. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would order the people to eat, but not to break the bones. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then gathered all the bones in the center of the container, placed his blessed hand on it, and recited something which I, yani Sayyiduna Jabir, did not hear. In no time, the goat whose meat we had just eaten rose from the dead, twitching its ears. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "O Jabir, take your goat back." I then returned the goat to my wife. Astonished, she asked, "What is this?" I replied, "By Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is the same goat that we slaughtered. Allah Azza wa Jalla has resurrected it by the blessing of the dua of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam." The narrator goes on to say that his wife said spontaneously, "I testify that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is indeed the beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla." Ek dil hamara kya hai, azar uska kitna, tumne to chalte phirte murde jila diye hain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Children rose from the dead. A well-known devotee and admirer of the beloved Prophet, a great scholar, Allama Abdul Rahman Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has narrated that Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu had sacrificed the goat in the presence of his children. When he finished and left, his children took a knife and went onto the roof of the house, where the elder brother told his younger brother, "Let's imitate our father. I will do with you what our father did with the goat." The elder brother then tied the younger brother's hands together, ran the knife over his throat and beheaded him, holding the head in his hands. When their mother became aware of what had happened, she ran after the elder son, who ran away from his mother in fear, fell down from the roof and died. Despite losing her two sons, she did not weep and wail, as she did not want to disturb her honorable guest sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. With resoluteness, she covered the dead bodies of her sons with a piece of cloth, not telling anyone, including even her husband. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, though her heart was shedding tears of blood, she still maintained a bold face, fresh and glimmering. In these trying moments, she still managed to prepare the food. The beloved and blessed Prophet ﷺ then arrived and the food was served. The very same moment, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded you to order Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu to bring his children so that they may also be privileged to eat food with you. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu to bring his children. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately went and asked his wife as to where the children were. She asked him to inform the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the children were not present. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted that the children be immediately brought, as it was the command of Allah azza wa jalla. Sayyiduna Jabir's bereaved wife burst into tears, informing him that she could no longer bring the children. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala asked, What is the matter? Why are you weeping? Take him inside, his wife informed him of the calamity that had befallen them, lifting the cloth to uncover the dead bodies of their children. Seeing this, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala also began to weep. Hence, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu placed both the corpses of his children before the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The voice of weeping people began to emanate from the house. Allah azza wa jalla sent Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, stating, O Jibreel, inform my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his Rabb Azza wa Jalla states, O my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make dua and I will resurrect them. Hence, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made dua, and both children rose from the dead with the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi nabiyyina sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Qalb e murda ko mere ab to jila do aka. جواب الفت کا مجھے اب صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی محمد. Dear Islamic brothers, how great, glorious the status of our beloved and blessed Rasul صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم is. He fed a large number of people with a little amount of food that did not reduce even after all the people ate. Further, he made the goat rise from the dead, twitching its ears by reciting blessed words, and resurrected Sayyiduna Jabir's children with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sarkar khilate hain, sarkar pilate hain, sultan o gada sabko سرکار نبھاتے ہیں. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Blasphemer was not accepted by earth. Dear Islamic brothers, now listen to an admonitory parable of misfortune of an unfortunate person who denied the excellence of the prophethood. You will also get to know how Allah Azza wa Jalla wreaks revenge on the enemies of his beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, once a Christian embraced Islam and recited Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. He used to work as a scribe for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Later on, he became apostate, murtad, and converted to Christianity again and started saying nonsense. Ma yadri Muhammadun illa ma katabtu lahu. Ayy Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala knows only what I have written for him. After a few days, Allah Azza wa Jalla broke his neck, i.e. he died an unnatural death. His companions dug a grave and buried him, but in the morning the grave threw him out. They said Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum may have done it because he had fled away from them. Anyway, they dug a deeper grave this time and buried him into it, but he was thrown out again in the morning. They said again that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum may have done it, as he had left them all. Third time, they dug the grave as deep as they could and buried him, but once again found his dead body lying on the ground in the next morning. Then they realized that it was not a human intervention and left his dead body lying in the same state on the ground. Na ut sakega qiyamat talak khuda ki qasam ke jisko tune nazar se gira ke chhod diya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Objection to the knowledge of the Prophet causes a violent death. Dear Islamic brothers, did you notice that unfortunate person did not value the company of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the best company of the universe indeed? He became apostate due to his misfortune and objected to the blessed knowledge of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As a result, he died a violent death and even the earth did not accept him. This shows that objecting to the blessed knowledge of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam leads the objecting person to ruin in the world and the hereafter. A Muslim can never object to the glory and knowledge of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is only the hypocrites who can do that. Someone has rightly said, "An-nifaqu yurithul i'tiraz." Hypocrisy causes objection. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, at the end of the speech, I would like to have the honor of mentioning the excellence of Sunnah as well as some Islamic manners. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "He who loved my Sunnah loved me, and he who loved me will be with me in paradise." Sina teri sunnat ka madina bane aqa, jannat mein parosi mujhe tum apna banana. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. 14 Madni pearls regarding handshake. Number 1. It is a sunnah for two Muslims who greet each other with a handshake using both the hands. Number 2. Also make salam when you depart, and a handshake is also permissible. Number 3. The most dignified Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, when two Muslims greet each other with a handshake and ask about each other's well-being, then Allah Azza wa Jalla sends down 100 blessings between both of them, out of which 90 blessings are descended for the one who greets more cheerfully and asks about the well-being of his brother more cautiously. Number 4. When two friends greet each other with a handshake and recite Salat ala Nabi upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then their sins of the future and the past will be forgiven before they move apart. Number 5. If possible, recite the following supplication also during a handshake, having recited Salat ala Nabi. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. Ay, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you and me. Number 6. The supplication that two Muslims make during a handshake will be answered, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they will be forgiven before the hands separate, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 7. To shake hands with each other eliminates enmity. Number 8. The beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, any Muslim who greets his brother with a handshake and they feel no envy for each other, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive the past sins of both of them before the hands separate. And anyone who looks at his Muslim brother out of affection and feels no envy, then the past sins of both of them will be forgiven before the sight is over. Number 9. One can shake hands no matter how many times he meets the other. Number 10. It is not a sunnah to do a handshake with only one hand, but rather sunnah is to use both hands to do a handshake. Number 11. Some people do a handshake by just touching the fingers. This is not a sunnah either. Number 12. It is makruh to kiss one's hand. It is makruh to kiss one's own hand after a handshake. Islamic brothers should abstain from kissing their own palms after a handshake. Number 13. If a handshake with an amrit, an attractive lad, or with any person breeds lust, then it is not permissible to shake hands with him. If the sight also breeds lust, then looking at him is also a sin. Number 14. The sunnah method of shaking hands is that there should be no hindrance of a handkerchief, etc., in between. Both hands should be bare and the palm of one should make contact with that of the other. In order to learn thousands of sunnahs, buy the two books published by Maktabatul Madina, Bahari Shariat Part 16, 312 pages, and Sunnate or Adab, 120 pages. One effective method for learning the Sunnah is to travel in the Sunnah-inspiring Madini Qafilas with the devotees of the Holy Prophet. Sacred vision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dawat-e-Islami is a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. At the end of its 3-day Sunnah-inspiring international ijtima held at Multan, countless Madani Qafilas of devotees of Rasul travelled to villages and cities for teaching Sunnah. After the ijtima held in 1426, a Madani Qafila from Agra Taj Colony, Babul Madina Karachi, travelled to some area and stayed in a masjid as per the Qafila schedule. At night, when all the travellers fell asleep, a new Islamic brother's fortune smiled on him and he had the sacred vision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Delighted, he realised that Dawat-e-Islami is the Sunnah-inspiring movement of the rightly guided people and associated himself with the Madani environment with his heart. Paakar chala gaya, koi umar bhi na pa saka. Ye bare karam ke hain faisle, ye bare naseeb ki baat hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, have you noticed a fortunate Islamic brother had the sacred vision of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in his dream? By the blessing of the company of devotees of Rasul. The company of the devotees of Rasul is marvelous. Now listen to another Madani parable of the blessings of such company and rejoice. I was fond of foreign movies. An Islamic brother from the army has stated, I was leading a sinful life and had hundreds of cassettes of songs. Many of the songs were blasphemous. Mu'azallah Azza wa Jalla. Watching foreign movies was my favorite pastime, and listening to songs, funny jokes, playing cards, etc. were my daily routine. I was not a serious person at all, and was very disobedient to my parents. There would hardly be any evil habit that I did not have. Then I joined the army and transferred from Rawalpindi to Quetta. On the way, I kept irritating all the travellers in the train. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. As soon as I reached there, I met an Islamic brother of Dawat-e-Islami. He was wearing a green turban and belonged to Gulzar-e-Taiba Sargoda. He made individual efforts on me and began to take me to the weekly sunnah inspiring Ijtima. Inspired by their beautiful manners and sunnah inspiring advice, I repented of all my past sins and associated myself with the Madani environment. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Moreover, I got the privilege of travelling with the devotees of Rasul in a 30-day Madani Qafila. While stating this, as a nigran of an area in a department, I am making efforts to inspire people to adopt sunnah and offer salah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. When devotion to pious people brings reward. Dear Islamic brothers, have you noticed the company of the devotees of Rasul and the devotion to pious people brought tremendously positive change in the life of a wicked man? Thus, you also develop the mindset of keeping the company of the good and having affection for them forever. Fortunate travellers of Madani Qafila are blessed with reaping of these two blessings. The devotion to pious people is quite amazing, but the aim of this devotion should only be to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. The love due to some worldly or financial benefits or someone's endearing qualities, interesting talks, wealth, beauty and grace is not the love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even the love for parents, children or any other relatives due to blood relations does not bring reward until one does not have the intention of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. While elaborating the love for Allah's sake, a renowned exegist, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, has said, one should love a person only to please Allah Azza wa Jalla, not for any worldly benefits, and it should be free from ostentation. It includes the love for parents, children, relatives and all Muslims, provided one loves them for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As for the love for saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and prophets, alayhimus salatu was salam, subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, it is the highest standard of love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us with it. 8 virtues to have love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 1. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say on the Day of Judgment, where are those who loved each other due to my Jalal, Majesty? Today I will keep them under my shelter. There is no other shelter today except for mine. Number 2. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, my love will be wajib, mandatory, for those who love each other for me and sit together for me and meet with each other and spend their money. Number 3. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, those who love each other due to my Jalal, Majesty, there will be a pulpit of Noor for them. The prophets and martyrs will feel admiration for them. Number 4. If two persons love each other for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and one of them is in the east while the other in the west, Allah Azza wa Jalla will gather both of them on the judgment day and will say, "He is the one you loved for me." Number 5. There are pillars of ruby in paradise, which has rooms made of emerald with the doors open. These rooms are as bright as the shining stars. People asked humbly, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who will dwell there?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Those who love each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla sit together and meet each other." Number 6. Those who love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla will be on the chair made of ruby around the arsh. Number 7. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, keeps enmity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, gives for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and forbids for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, has perfected his faith. Number 8. If two persons love each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, separation takes place between them only when one of them commits a sin. It is a sign of love for Allah Azza wa Jalla that if any one commits a sin, the other should leave him. In order to get detailed knowledge, read Bahari Shariat, Volume 16, page 217-222, published by Maktabatul Madina. Writing Sawd instead of Salat is haram. Sadr al-Sharia, Madr al-Tariqah, Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, Ali Rahmatullahi al-Qawi, has stated, it is farz for a Muslim to recite Salat ala al-Nabi once in his life. In a congregation, it is wajib to recite Salat whether he mentions the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself or hears it from anyone else. Even if one hears the blessed name 100 times in a gathering, he should recite Salat each time. If someone mentions or hears the blessed name and did not recite Salat at that time, he should recite it any other time. When a person writes the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, according to some scholars, it is wajib to write Salat with the blessed name. These days, most people abbreviate Salat ala Nabi and just write Sal'am, Am, Am, Sa'd, Ayn, or S-A-W, or P-B-U-H. This is impermissible and strictly haram. Similarly, some people write Ra-Dad and Ra-Ha instead of writing Radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. This should also be avoided. When writing the holy name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, do not write just a jeem with it. Write Azza wa Jalla or Jalla Jalaluhu in full. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.